We're getting already, right after Yordan, prepared for Christmas, for Lent. The church is already on the Sunday of Zacchaeus today, preparing us for Lent. But I would like to begin with this little thought. Often people try to make room in their life for God and for religion instead of putting their entire life in His hands. When we are passionately involved in something, it takes over every hour, every thought of our lives. That's all that we can think about. That is the goal of any good relationship. How often we are thrilled when someone calls us, texts us, emails us, and said, "I was thinking about you. How are you? Are you doing okay?" In our Sluzhba Bozhya, as I mentioned in the Ukrainian sermon, there's a beautiful phrase that is often repeated. Sami sebeyo din odnoho. Let us commit ourselves and one another and our whole life to Christ our God. This idea of not making a space or a time for God, but putting your entire life in His hands, then your entire life becomes a prayer and a relationship with God. When I go to work, when I play sports, when I help someone, when I visit someone in the hospital, when I brush my teeth in the morning, when I get ready for work, when I'm recreating, when I'm watching television, never shut God out of any part of your life. Then religion doesn't become something that you do, something that I had to get over, something that I fulfilled an obligation. But it becomes this relationship with God and my fellow travelers in this life that inspires me to live better and to live more fully. In our society, we enjoy movement. How often people, in talking to friends, will say, "I was here, I was there, I flew to this country, went on this trip." We admire movement, but we should also admire commitment. Commitment to a God that is not because I have to, but because I want to. So today, and as we prepare for Lent, think of religion and your relationship with God, not as finding a place for it in your life, but how can your life, in everything that you do, never shut out your relationship with God? I'm going through a joyful period in my life, thank God. I'm going through a tough period in my life, thank God. I'm going through a medium period in my life. How can God inspire me to live a better life now? Never shut God out of a world that He created and out of a life that He loves and wants to get involved in. Christos Christiaitis.